defending itself against accusations of genocide. This after at least 23,000 people have been killed and more than 60,000 have been injured in Gaza. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on all of the innocent who have been killed and accept them as shuhada. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure all of those who have been injured and maimed and those who are sick. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. According to the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, and I quote the title, state officials fear International Court of Justice could charge Israel with genocide in Gaza. And the first sentence of the article, the security establishment and the state attorney's office are concerned that the International Court of Justice at The Hague will charge Israel with genocide in the Gaza Strip. This is a major fear. Why? Because it could legitimize boycotts and sanctions and isolation of the country on the international stage. And the label of genocide is one that it really does not want on itself. My brothers and sisters, we know that the ultimate giver of justice is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we place our trust and our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. South Africa, the country which has brought this petition to the International Court of Justice, must be commended for taking this step. Perhaps this move and this court may be a means in bringing relief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against the oppression, but ultimately justice will prevail on the day of meeting Yawm al-Talaq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns all of us because the day when one is brought to court is a day of fear. Because a person does not know, a party does not know what the outcome is going to be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Fear the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fear the day when you will all be returned to Allah. Then every soul will be paid in full for what it has done, and no one will be wronged. There will be no injustice in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us in Surah Ghafir, where he says that فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. So call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere devotion, even to the dismay of the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exalted in rank. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that on that day, الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. Today, every soul will be rewarded with regards to that day, will be rewarded for what it has done. لَا ظُلْمَ الْيَوْمَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no injustice today, meaning on the day of meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meeting with the decree or the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا ظُلْمَ الْيَوْمِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. No injustice today. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swift in reckoning. My brothers and sisters, when we come across such situations in this world, it should remind us of our own state. It should lead us to reflect upon our own situation, about the time when we will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will be our state? My brothers and sisters, while we pray for and support our Palestinian brothers and sisters, and indeed all of those who have been wronged, let us think about our day in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We may think that we are believers. We may think that we have been doing good deeds. But my brothers and sisters, we must be careful. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us when he says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Be careful, be mindful. And we have a couple of reasons that could bring a believer down on the day of judgment. A believer who has said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. A believer who has done good deeds in this world. They could still be put to shame on the day of judgment in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his companions, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْمُفْلِسِ. Do you know who are those who are bankrupt? Do you know who are those who are bankrupt? They said, "Al-muflisu fina man la dirhama lahu wa la mata." That rarely, that you know, the bankrupt is the one who does not have, who is without money or goods. That is the person who is bankrupt. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-muflisa min ummati." That verily the bankrupt of my ummah, the person who is muflis, who is bankrupt of my ummah, will be the one. يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِصَلَاةٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَزَكَاةٍ. The one who comes on the day of resurrection with prayers, with fasting, with charity. So this is a person who professed belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a person who did good deeds. It's not that they did not believe. It's not that they did not do good deeds. They did do good deeds. However, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَيَأْتِي قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا. But also, with the good deeds, there comes a long list of charges, of accusations, insults, slander, consuming wealth unjustly, the shedding of blood, beating others. So a person comes with good deeds and belief, but also comes with all of these accusations. Long line of people with accusations seeking justice in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is the day of ultimate justice. There's no justice after that. Every score will be settled on that day. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, the oppressed will each be given from his good deeds. His good deeds, his salah, his siyam, his zakat will be dished out in front of his eyes, given to the complainants, given to the people he had wronged. And then, he's bankrupt because he has no more good deeds. Now their sins, their misdeeds are being put into his account. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says he will be thrown into the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So this is one form of the believers losing standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second, my brothers and sisters, is with regards to intention and sincerity. Very quickly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first to be judged on the day of judgment is a man who was martyred. Is one who was martyred. He will be brought and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind him of his favor upon him, which he will recognize. So this is a shaheed, or someone who was seen as a shaheed. Someone who gave their life, seemingly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will recognize, he will recognize the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, what did you do as a token of gratitude for that favor? So he will say, I fought for your sake until I was martyred. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, كَذَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّكَ قَاتَلْتَ لِأَنْ يُقَالَ جَرِيءٌ. That you have lied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, shaheed, someone who we think is a shaheed. You have lied. You fought so that it would be said that you were brave. فَقَدْ قِيلْ. And it was said. It will be commanded that he be dragged on his face until he is thrown into the fire. Second person, a man who acquired knowledge. Na'alim. He taught it. He recited the Qur'an. He will brought. And again, what did you do as a token of gratitude for that favor? Said, I acquired knowledge. And I taught it, and I recited the Qur'an for your sake. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, you have lied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, you have lied, you learned, so that it would be said that you were a scholar. You didn't do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You did it so that people would call you a scholar. And you recited the Qur'an so that it would be said that you were a reciter. You did it for the fame and the name. And that was said, فَقَدْ قِيلٍ. And it was said, your intention was fulfilled. He commanded that he be dragged on his face and he's thrown into the fire. And finally, the person who was given resources and wealth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same question. And he said, I left no path wherein you love to spend, except that I spent therein for your sake. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that you have lied. You did it so that it would be said that you are from the generous, or that you are generous, and that was said, will be commanded that he be dragged on his face until he is thrown into the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. My brothers and sisters, when we come across events that are happening in this world, let us try to connect them with ourselves. So yes, we care about the issue, we care about what is happening, it is important, but at the same time, we use it as an opportunity for reflection, as well as the famous saying of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu goes, that حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Hold yourselves accountable before you are held accountable. وَزِنُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنُوا. And evaluate yourselves before you are evaluated, for the reckoning will be easier upon you tomorrow if you hold yourselves accountable today. My brothers and sisters, that day of in court is coming for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who are aware of the reckoning that is to come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to correct our actions and our intentions, our character, our relationships, our behaviors. Before that day, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant justice to all of the oppressed and those who have been wronged. Ameen. Akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll take a quick break and we'll continue, inshallah.